This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked at a news conference if the games, which are due to open on Friday, might still be canceled, Toshihiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games, postponed last year because of the pandemic, will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. The opening ceremony will also take place without major Olympic sponsors, the company said on Tuesday, dealing another blow to a slimmed-down games as more athletes test positive for the coronavirus. Muto is a former top financial bureaucrat with close ties to Japan's ruling party. He's also known for his careful choice of words as organizers face domestic public angry about coronavirus restrictions and concerned over a possible spike in cases triggered by games attendees arriving from abroad. South Korea's prime minister and defense minister both apologized as hundreds of COVID-19 infected sailors were flown to Seoul on Tuesday after a Navy destroyer patrolling the waters off Africa was found to be riddled with the coronavirus. Almost 250 of the 300-strong, unvaccinated crew aboard the destroyer were infected, sparking public anger at the government's failure to protect those serving abroad. The whole crew arrived home on Tuesday after the government carried out an emergency air evacuation, the defense ministry said. South Korea's defense minister apologized for not immunizing the crew before they departed for the Gulf of Aden early February. This is VOA News. Belgium fell silent for a minute of remembrance Tuesday as the country held a day of mourning for the victims of the devastating floods that left nearly 200 dead in Western Europe. Heavy rains last week sent torrents of floodwater sweeping through towns and villages, mostly in Belgium and Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel was visiting victims in one of the hardest hit areas. At least 31 people were killed in Belgium alone, with dozens still missing or unaccountable, while in Germany, 165 were killed and rescuers are still scouring the rubble for victims. The cleanup is still underway to help the region's hardest hit recover from the scenes of destruction that saw dozens of homes collapsed and cars piled on top of each other. The day of mourning comes ahead of Belgium's national holiday on Wednesday, but events for that are said to be somber as the country still reels from the flooding. As the scale of the flood disaster becomes more clear, questions are mounting in Germany about whether enough was done to warn residents ahead of time. The German government on Monday pledged to improve the country's under-fire warning systems, as a spokeswoman admitted that the tragedy had shown authorities need to do more and better. The Israeli military says it shelled southern Lebanon in response to rocket fire at northern Israel. The army said that two rockets were fired at Israel on Tuesday and one was intercepted by aerial defense. No injuries or damage were reported. It was the first barrage of rockets from Lebanon into Israel since the May war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The rocket fire came hours after a reported Israeli airstrike in northern Syria. A Syrian war monitoring group said the Israeli airstrike targeted a weapons depot belonging to Iranian-backed militants operating in the area. At least three rockets hit near the presidential palace on Tuesday, shortly before Afghan President Ashraf Ghani was to give an address to mark the major Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. There were no injuries, and the rockets landed outside the heavily fortified palace grounds, according to the spokesman for an interior minister. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the rocket attack, but police quickly fanned out across the area. One car parked on a nearby street was completely destroyed. The police said it was used as a launching pad for the rockets. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says it will evacuate about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government and their families to a military base in the U.S. state of Virginia pending the approval of their visas. The administration notified Congress on Monday that the Afghans will be temporarily housed at a Fort Lee Army base south of Richmond starting next week. The announcement comes amid growing concerns for the safety of Afghans who served as translators and in other support roles for American troops. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.